German left populists declare war on globalist green agenda in countdown to federal elections. By Kurt Sindelke on February 7, 2025. Germany's failed green agenda is in the sights of leading leftist populist Sarah Wagenknecht's Upstart Party laid out its campaign promises this week ahead of the federal election in little over 2 weeks. Sarah Wagenknecht, who in 2023 split away from the left, Die Linke Party, the descendant of the Marxist-Leninist ruling party of former communist East Germany, to form her own eponymous pro-border control Sarah Wagenknecht Alliance, BSW, has identified the green agenda as one of the main plights facing the working class in her country. In a set of policy proposals to the public ahead of the February 23 general election, Wagenknecht called for subsidies for so-called green electricity and heating to be abolished, which the party estimated would save the state around 35 billion euros, Die Zeit reports. These spending savings would help offset tax cuts, including fully eliminating the value-added tax, VAT, on basic foodstuffs. Additionally, the BSW would abolish trucking tolls in order to further drive down the cost of food for consumers. The leftist populist party also called for eliminating the CO2 price scheme, which taxes companies that deal in heating oil, gas, petrol, or diesel per ton. The scheme is set to see prices rise from the current tax of 25 euros per ton of CO2 to 55 euros per ton this year. The money taken in by the government through the scheme has been directed to climate action measures such as investments in so-called renewable energy sources like wind and solar. Commenting on the havoc wrought on the German economy by the globalist green agenda, Wagenknecht said last week, "We are losing our industry. Companies are leaving or staggering into bankruptcy. Millions of people are afraid for their jobs, and record prices for energy and food are eating away at their purchasing power." The Greens, but also the Union, CDU, FDP and SPD, have no concept to stop the decline of our economy. This would require investments in education and infrastructure instead of a race to outbid defense spending. And this would require a move away from sanctions that have proven to be a killer program for German companies, she added. Thus in her election pledge, Wagenknecht went on to call for the importation of cheap natural gas to bring down prices in Germany, including from Russia. The leftist populist has been one of the leading voices in Germany against the subsidization of the war in Ukraine and a proponent of immediate peace negotiations to bring the conflict to a close. One of her policy platforms which has led the legacy parties in Germany to attempt to freeze the populist out of the political process. The BSW leader has also been heavily critical of the open borders agenda enacted by both the supposedly center-right Christian Democratic Union under Angela Merkel and the Social Democrat-led Traffic Light Coalition of Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Wagenknecht has argued from a left-wing perspective that the importation of millions of foreigners into the country has lowered wages for native workers and strained the social welfare system intended for German citizens. Currently, the BSW stands in a statistical tie with her former left party in a battle for seats in the Bundestag, with both parties polling around the 5% threshold to be awarded seats in the parliament. Should the Wagenknecht party be successful in sending MPs to the Bundestag, it could have major implications for the balance of power in Berlin, with the party joining the right-wing populist Alternative for Germany, AfD, and the CDU to vote for immigration restrictions. Follow Kurt Sindelke on X, follow @KurtSindelke or email to sindelke@breitbart.com.